We're ready to update you on some of our wonderful news about recent grant awards. And very, very excited to tout that I think we have about $101 million of new money in the state as for the grants that we just received, the three grants, literacy, the Javits grants, and the charter school grants. So we're extremely excited about this. So if I could, I'd like to ask, I guess it'll be Mary, to come up and talk about the charter school grant. And that is in your packet. That is K. Haven't seen Mary for a while.
I think this is the longest we've ever gone into a meeting without seeing Mrs. Gable.
She looks more refreshed.
Thank you so much for being here. It's nice to see you again.
You're welcome. Thank you. Just make sure I get from the beginning. So just wanted to brief you on where we were with the charter school grant. And I think the first question is, what do we do with charter schools? We do have a director, Carol Beck, who is the liaison for charter schools. And she, there's a number of things that she will do. She provides guidance on interpretation of the laws, you can see right at the beginning. But there are representatives from the local school systems. There's somewhere between 7 and 11 LEAs, some of which who have charter schools and others who do not, but come to regular meetings 4 to 5 times per year. She also is there to assist folks who may have questions on charter schools, maintaining data, completing any reports, things for the legislature that we need to do. So we do have a constant touch to be supportive to charter schools. And it was Carol who, as she works with charter schools, talk to us, and we'll talk about the grant in just a second. This is just the summary of how many charter schools that we have in particular. They are across 5 local school systems. You can see the number of students that we have, about 20,000 students, K to 12, that are in our charter schools. And we did provide for you a map that you can see where they are in the 5 LEAs. The first charter school was in Frederick County. It's Monocacy Valley, which actually predates the charter school law. But you can see the lion's share are in Baltimore City with 33 schools, followed by Prince George's Inn. And one of those in Prince George's County is on Andrews Air Force Base, which shares students with the not only military, but those who work on the base, along with students in the surrounding area. So you don't have to be military, but that is one of the charter schools that we have. So regarding the grant, it was Carol who came forward and said, I'm very willing, very interested, and would like to put forward the grant. We're delighted. There were 21 applicants. You can see the states across the board who did win the grant. 9 awards were given, and we're very pleased that Maryland was one of those winners. We have had some previous grants in the past, some of which we have won. 2 grants dating back to 2007 was one of those grants, and a couple of times we applied and did not win the grants. But the grant year, so we are in the process already, and we'll share with you in a minute, of having dialogue and having webinars and phone calls with US Ed regarding this grant as we move forward. So the first grant amount was for the $5.5 million, and that starts on October 1 through 9/30/19. So it's a little less than 2 years, and we can't get started on the grant until we meet all the expectations. Dr. Lawson has been part of the calls with us. There are some questions that they have, and until we meet all the, as soon as we meet those, we have a deadline of November 1 to get some information to them. They just have some follow-up questions to our grant. So that's the first year, the first grant period, which is actually almost 2 years. And then you can see the remaining amounts of monies in years 3 through 5 for a total of $17.2 million. Of course, Like any grant, US Ed says it is contingent on federal appropriations. So what was the award? The award specifically is to support startup, expansion, and replication. So there may be a new charter school. There may be a charter school that might be K-5 and they decide that they want to go K-8 because, like some schools that are K-8, they want to expand the grades. Or there is a replication. There is already a charter school that is successful, and the what is requested is to replicate that charter school. Of course, we want to promote quality through the technical assistance, through the application, and the local school systems. So what are the activities of the charter school grant specifically, and some of the financial pieces? So of the amount of money that we received, 90% of the funding goes out to charter school developers. It is just like most of our federal grants. It is pass-through money, of which there is an application, and there is an award of that grant. The 10% is for funds that we can use here for technical assistance, professional development, contractors that we may put an RFP out in order to get folks that can assist. The technical assistance is to provide and assess readiness to start. So first, we would develop, as you know, in Maryland, local school systems are the authorizers. Charter schools in Maryland are public schools in Maryland. They follow the accountability rules, all the things that you've been working on for the past months that mentioned. But these grants would enable additional charter schools to open with approval of the local school system to assess readiness, as I said, to go through the application and the renewal processes. And also to the activities of the grant include professional development, and with a focus, of course, on collaborating with charter and the traditional schools and the charter schools that we already have in place. So that is basically what the grant is now. We are in the process. So we develop a grant, but now we have to really dig into the grant. As I said, we have had a general call. All 9 states were on a call with US Ed as they went through all the expectations, the requirements, deadlines, 2 and 3 years out for the annual performance report. They're reminding us. So that was the first call. The second call was those of us sitting around the table directly with questions. It was about an hour and a half call specifically about our grant. They went through any questions that they had, any questions that they want a little further development of a response. And that those, as I said, are due November 1. And then we have a third call scheduled, which is just this Friday, to look specifically at some further questions that they have. So we're in the process of working through that. Once we get that, we'll be able to get the grant started. So that's basically the summary. Yes.
So, Dr. Lee.
I just have a question, if you could educate me. So all of these schools that newly started, charter schools, what happens after the grant money runs out? Do they have to somehow get the local LEA to commit to out-year support, or how does that work?
This is just startup money to get the grant started for the school, and then once the school is established, then the funding is through the regular state funding for the schools. That so it's just getting it ready, getting it started. Not the funding that goes through the regular funding system of the state funds.
So I'm not sure everybody on the board will be interested in the fine print of how this is going to work, but I know some people who are interested in charter schools in particular will want to know what are going to be the mechanisms for getting the word out, what are going to be the criteria for potential developers, what are going to be the decision process, who's going to decide who gets the grants, how is the department going to spend its $500,000 on technical assistance. I think that speaking for at least a few of us, quite a lot more information about how this is going to work is necessary.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you want to answer to some of those questions or all those questions now or later?
Well, we've got 7 more topics to get through today.
Right.
But I want...
Well, I think we can do that. Once we have our call from US Ed and we wrap around some more of the requirements of what we've got in the grant, I think it makes more sense to follow it up once we have those calls, and then we can give you more specific information on that.
I mean, some of this may be... some of us on the board may wish to invite our colleagues to vote on some guidance. So, for example, there's considerable research on the types of charter schools that show the greatest learning gains for underprivileged children. And it would be interesting to have a discussion as to whether that research could guide some of the funding choices that you make. In other words, there are policy implications to the choices you make. And as such, there may be instances where the board will want to opine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this is a drop in the bucket by statewide and department-wide standards, mm-hmm. but in terms of one particular programmatic interest, it's a very big deal. And so I think we are saying, several of us are saying, we want lots more, want to be kept in the loop, and we want opportunities to offer guidance and feedback and, if necessary, votes.
Okay. Thank you. Our purpose today was to just bring it forward to let everyone know. We did not, and as Dr. Salmon said, we'll as we get further into and work through with Ed, we will certainly be back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Justin? And then
yes,
Dr.
I just,
Rose again?
Just wanted to thank Dr. Salmon for making available the application itself, which I mm-hmm. sort of asked for, and I was glad to be able to read it. Sometimes that's helpful. And, you know, whether the 10%, the 500,000 is, I mean, I'm sure the staff will use it effectively, but the idea that 90% of this is going towards creation of facilities or programs or whatever it's going to be is encouraging to me. I've talked with Pastor Phillips about the lotteries that go on at the charter school he works with and what a difficult process is that is for families. And as I look out there and see not only public charter schools that for which there is more demand than there is space, it seems like we have an opportunity here. And I would add, too, there are charter-like schools in a lot of the districts out there that have the same problem. They have a lot more students who want to go there, whether it's magnet programs or art schools or things of that sort, than they have space. I know that this particular grant can't solve that problem, but if this can provide a model for how perhaps they could be solved, I think that would be something I think could benefit not just the kids who are in these charter schools, but districts across the state.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm sure the 10% part could bootleg some guidance for charter-like schools into it.
Well, those are the contract schools are really interesting.
Yeah, they are.
And I had the opportunity to visit Monarch and Annapolis, and it was just really a fascinating experience. And so I think, again, as we talk about innovation and things that can be pushed out to school districts, this is one of those opportunities.
Rose, another one?
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you. This is actually great to get the money, mm-hmm. and I just am concerned about sustainability, mm-hmm. but I think this is a really good sign, and kudos to you all for putting in for this.
Mm-hmm. You know, the federal charter school program from the beginning has just been startup dollars for schools.
Correct.
I mean, this goes back about 15 years, and the sustainability then becomes the state's problem.
That's right.
Anything else? Onward to literacy.
All right. And again, I want to just stop and say thank you to Mary, and also thank you to Dr. Lawson, who was key on getting this grant approved.
Thank you.
So.